Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, a radio presentation of Catholic Answers, one of the largest and most trusted apologetics and evangelization organizations in North America. Catholic Answers Live features some of the top theologians and apologists in the world, discussing a wide range of theological, spiritual, and moral issues important to everyone. Call now to talk live with today's guest, toll-free at 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 1-888-318-7884. And now, from San Diego, here's the host of Catholic Answers Live, Jerry Usher.
Well, thank you for tuning into the program today. Great to have you with us as we are back into live programs following a week of taped shows last week. Appreciate you tuning in last week to our all-new pre-recorded programs. And like I say, back live with you here today. May, as you well know, is the month of Mary. Well, this being just on the heels of May, here the first live program in the month of June, we are going to be focusing on Our Lady and the Legion of Mary in particular. And I would encourage you to start dialing right now. If you have questions, if you've heard of the Legion of Mary, perhaps you are a member of the Legion, you'd like to express your experience. Maybe you've been influenced in your faith, in your spiritual life by a member of the Legion of Mary in the past. You may have a perception of the Legion that is somewhat different than what you hear me and my guests talking about here on the program today, and you'd like any misconceptions or misunderstandings cleared up about that. Questions about the founding, the history of the Legion, curious to know more about the various works they are involved in, many, many different important things. Feel free to start dialing us right now. Maybe you'd like to get a chapter of the Legion of Mary started in your parish. 888-318-7884 is our toll-free phone number. Again, that's 888-318-7884. Our guest today is not only a longtime member of the Legion of Mary, but he's a Catholic priest in the Diocese of Arlington. Father Fran Pefley is with us, ordained 13 years in the Diocese of Arlington. He is the founding pastor of that diocese's newest parish in Gainesville, Virginia. It's Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Gainesville. Father Fran, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Great to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. You come highly recommended by a mutual friend of ours, Bob Neeson, who is going to be hearing the program in Portland, Oregon, a couple hours delayed. But Bob, greetings to you and your wife, Carol, and thanks for the recommendation of having Father Fran on the program. Father, I want to again encourage our listeners to call in at 888-318-7884. There are a lot of movements, groups, organizations, and so forth in the Catholic Church, and I think some of the most important work is being done by the Legion of Mary and has been for quite some time. What is the Legion of Mary? What are we talking about here, Father?
Jerry, it's one of the largest Catholic organizations in the world. It was started back in 1921 in Dublin, and from a very humble beginning, it's grown to 3 million active members and 15 million praying members throughout the world. So it's a Catholic organization for men, women, and children that work in parishes and doing evangelization, really the kinds of work that the pastors want them to do in a parish.
You mentioned its founding in Ireland. Talk a little about the early days, its founder, Frank Duff, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. In fact, Frank Duff is up for beatification now. So he's one of the three Legion members that whose cause is being investigated by the church for future canonization.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so Frank Duff was the founder, and Legion started September 7th, 1921 in Dublin. Frank Duff was at the first meeting, 15 women and a priest. And from there, Legion began doing work, visiting the local hospitals, working in the red light district, trying to bring back the prostitutes back to the Catholic faith, and they did work among the homeless in Dublin. That's really how the Legion began, doing very heroic work right from the beginning.
You mentioned the 3 million. I think you said 3 million members. It must be then a worldwide movement, I suspect.
Yeah, it is. From Ireland, it went to England and then Scotland, and came to the United States back in the 30s, and now it's in just about every country of the world, and with especially very active in South America and Korea. I was just looking at the numbers the other day that there's 350,000 active members in Korea.
Wow.
And Brazil has 400,000 active members. And, of course, the Philippines and other parts of Africa are just really exploding with legionary groups. So it has grown throughout the entire world in just the last 80 years since it was founded.
How is it doing here in the United States or U.S. and Canada, North America, let's say?
Well, it's not as strong as it is in the Philippines. And then, for example, the Philippines has 200,000 active members. Zaire has 300,000. America only has about 32,000. You can imagine that Zaire has 10 times the number of legionaries as America, which really shows that America is mission territory. And as you know, priests are now coming over from other parts of the world to be priests in America because of the vocation shortage. And I'm sure they're going to be sending missionaries to us as well in the future. So we need to promote it a lot more in America.
Once again, our guest on the program today, Father Fran Pefley of the Diocese of Arlington, Virginia, 13 years a priest, and much longer than that, a member himself of the Legion of Mary. Going to find out, Father, I want to hear how you got involved with that in a few moments here, but I want to again give out that phone number, 888-318-7884. Folks, feel free to get on one of those open phone lines there. As we talk about this very valuable and I think very influential movement within the Church, the Legion of Mary. If you're a member, give us a call. Let us know what your experience has been, if you've been influenced by a member of the Legion. Maybe you've perceived it as just some sort of old people's group, and you're saying, all right, well, what would this mean for me? What could my involvement be in the Legion of Mary, if you'd like to ask a question about that? Any other details about the founding of the Legion, the history of it, its growth around the world, the various works of the Legion of Mary? We're going to hear more about that here throughout the program. Maybe you just want to know, hey, why is it important to include a Marian element in our spirituality? Our phone number is toll-free, 888-318-7884. Father, let's go to that point about the perception that some people have of the Legion. A lot of people might think, well, it's just, the old ladies of the parish who get together, on a Tuesday or a Wednesday morning and just chit-chat and have coffee for a few minutes or something. Is that a misperception on people's part?
Well, I think it depends on which part of the country that you're in. There are places throughout the country where the membership has grown older. They're very dedicated, very holy people. I found in visiting many parts of the Legion in the United States, and usually they're very saintly people that I found. But we do need an increase in younger members and in college age and the young adult age. I see that in our Diocese of Arlington. We now have almost 1,500 active members of the Legion just in our diocese. We have about 67 parishes, and I think maybe 50 of the parishes have the Legion. And we're very blessed that we have a lot of young members. We're growing, getting a lot of men in the Legion. We're starting groups for kids. So I think if you get a lot of support from the clergy and the priests and really try to invite the young people to join, they will. And for example, South Korea has large numbers of young adults in the Legion. Same thing in Africa. Unfortunately, in our country, we just have not gotten the new members. I think the people that are in the Legion in our country have been so dedicated and so faithful in holding on to the faith and spreading the faith for the last 20, 30, 40 years. But our problem is that we just haven't been able to get in a lot more young people in the Legion in the last few decades.
Well, you were quite young, I understand, when you joined. Give us a little bit of the history of how Father, then just Fran Pefley, now Father Fran Pefley, became a member of the Legion of Mary.
Well, actually, my parents met in the Legion back in the 1950s. My mom was from South Bend, Indiana, my dad from Reading, Pennsylvania. And my mom actually moved to Philadelphia at the request of Frank Duff, the founder, start the Legion in Philadelphia in the 1950s, and that's how she met my mom. That's how she met my dad, through the Legion group. And then, after they got married in 1958, then my two sisters and I came along, and I joined the Legion when I was 10 years old, so now I'm 40, so I've been in for 30 years without ever since the age of 10. And we started out as a junior legionary, going to visit the nursing homes, the hospitals, and doing work in the Philadelphia area. And so I've been very blessed to have stayed with it, you know, throughout high school. I went off to Christendom College in Virginia after I graduated from high school and helped to start the Legion there. And it's still going after 20 years still at the college. And then I went off to Mount St. Mary's Seminary, helped to get the Legion started in the seminary there, and been going there now for about 16 or 17 years. So every parish I've been in, I've always tried to start a number of Legion groups.
Oh, good for you. And you know, Father, just for there may be some people who have heard of the Legion who are wondering, you know, should I look into this? Is this something that would be a fit for me spiritually and as far as a work within the church? Maybe even young parents who have young kids around the age of, you know, the time of your life when you joined the Legion. What has it meant for you personally to be a part of this? Maybe there are people out there who would benefit from hearing your experience, what it's meant for you. Obviously, you're a priest now. I don't know if you can attribute your vocation to that, but just how important has it been for you?
Well, I have always attributed my vocation to my involvement in the Legion, as well as the example of my parents and the family. And then, of course, going to Christendom really solidified for me falling to the priesthood. So the Legion is definitely a major part in forming my vocation to the priesthood. I don't think I'd be a priest today if it weren't for my involvement with the Legion. I think what it helped me to do is to remain active in the faith. And I see this a lot with the junior legionaries that we have in my parish. The parents are very dedicated. They bring their kids to the meeting. At the meeting, we pray the rosary. We have spiritual reading and discussion and formation. And then we send the members out to do apostolic work. And I found by doing apostolic work, you know, since the age of 10, that has kept me very strong in the faith. I think, I remember Father Faber once said, if you don't try to convert the world will convert you. Mm-hmm. If you don't spread your faith, you'll lose your faith. I think that's one of the greatest benefits of the Legion. It gets us actually out there spreading the faith in a very loving and gentle way. But when we spread the faith, as you know, we grow in our faith and we are enriched and enhanced.
Well, as the program moves along too, I want to talk about some specific ways that the Legion is involved in doing those things that you just mentioned, reaching out to people, spreading the faith and so forth. There's, of course, also an apologetical nature to the work of the Legion, but we are coming up against a break here in a couple minutes. We will touch upon much of this during the course of the program, but I want to encourage folks to get on those other couple of open phone lines there, 888-318-7884. We're getting set to go into a break here in a couple of minutes, and then we'll start taking your phone call, starting with the John in New Jersey, listening in the Philadelphia area, by the way. Our phone number is 888-318-7884. Father Fran Pefley of the Diocese of Arlington, Virginia, is our guest on the program today, longtime member of the Legion of Mary. Any questions you have about the Legion, how to get one started in your area? Maybe you already have a chapter in your parish. How has it helped your parish, your local area, things like that? Feel free to dial us up. 888-318-7884. Father, one more thing before we go to the break, and that is if you could just summarize, you know, the work of the Legion. I know that there are so many different things you do. You mentioned spreading the faith. Would you say spreading the faith is a summary of the main work of the Legion, or how would you sum it up in a nutshell?
Well, in a nutshell, I would say the main purpose of the Legion, as the Legion handbook says, is to give glory to God through the development of holiness in its members. So the primary purpose of the Legion is to help people grow closer to God in their own personal spiritual life, to help them grow in holiness. But a secondary aspect then is evangelization, and to radiate that holiness into the world, into the marketplace, into the neighborhoods, through evangelization and spreading the faith. And then, of course, that's done in many ways, like home visitation and prison work and things like that.
All right, Father Fran, hold on the line here just a minute. We will take a quick break here, and we will come back and start taking listener phone calls at 888-318-7884. Again, Father Fran Pefley, our guest on the program today, member of the Legion of Mary for 30 of his 40 years on this earth. And if you would like to know more about the Legion, the works that the Legion of Mary is involved in, how you can get involved, feel free. Grab that open phone line there. We're going to take your calls in just a minute. 888-318-7884. Get you on today's program.
somebody said, where are you going? And I said, Alaska. And they said, that's cool. But I think that more than being cool, it will be profitable and enjoyable.
That's Archbishop John P. Foley of the Vatican. And what's he talking about? He's talking about the annual Catholic Answers Apologetics Cruise.
Not only in the itinerary of very interesting places, but especially the itinerary for the soul of getting to know more about our faith, to love it, and to defend it, and to share it.
Sail aboard Holland America Line's MS Amsterdam, July 26th through August 2nd, the annual Catholic Answers Apologetics Cruise. Join founder and president of Catholic Answers, Carl Keating, Jimmy Akin, Rosalind Moss, Steve Ray, Jim Burnham, and Archbishop John P. Foley. Call 1-800-460-3480 or go to www.catholic.com. Toll free, 1-800-460-3480. The Catholic Answers Annual Apologetics Cruise, 1-800-460-3480.
In light of recent world events, there may be no more pressing question on the minds and hearts of Christians than the issue of the spread and influence of Islam. Is it, as many will say, a religion of peace? How should Catholics view the Islamic religion? What exactly is the history of Islam? Find out the answers to these and many other important questions when you read your free copy of Endless Jihad, The Truth About Islam and Violence, a brand new publication from Catholic Answers. We'll send you one right away when you order a copy of Father Jacques Jamir's powerful book, The Bible and the Quran. In The Bible and the Quran, Father Jamir does a masterful job of explaining what the Quran is, what Muhammad's mission was, what the Quran has to say about the Bible and vice versa, what the Quran says about Jesus, and a lot more. Call 888-291-8000 to order The Bible and the Quran, and you'll also receive a free copy of our newest publication, Endless Jihad, The Truth About Islam and Violence. That's 888-291-8000, or go to Catholic.com and order securely online. Endless Jihad may be one of the most important documents we've ever published, and you can get a free copy today when you order The Bible and the Quran from Catholic Answers. Dial toll-free 888-291-8000 or go to Catholic.com. Educate yourself and those you love about this vital question at this crucial time in history. 888-291-8000 or Catholic.com.
What's the one radio program you can tune into for great answers to all of your faith questions? For well over 5 years, America has turned to Catholic Answers Live. Catholic Answers Live, beginning on 4 radio stations, it's now heard on over 70. That's not by accident. People all over the country ask us regularly how they can get the program aired locally in their area. We're humbled by that, but we also realize that it manifests a tremendous hunger for the truths of the Catholic faith. That's why we're here every Monday through Friday with guests like Carl Keating, Jimmy Akin, Rosalind Moss, Jason Everett, Steve Ray, Archbishop Eusebius Beltran, Cardinal Francis George, Sister Ann Shields, and hundreds of others who have shared their spiritual and theological expertise on a Catholic Answers Live broadcast. It's our pleasure to bring all these people to you every day and let you call and speak with them live on air. It's also a blessing to receive your prayers and your financial support. Without it, we simply wouldn't be here. With your help, we'll be around for years to come. Thanks for being there for Catholic Answers Live.
Call now to speak with today's guest toll-free at 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 1-888-318-7884. And now, more Catholic Answers Live.
All right. Very good to have you with us on the program today as we talk about the Legion of Mary with Father Fran Pepley. Still have one open phone line if you'd like to get through at 888-318-7884. Especially welcome calls from members of the Legion today. Let us know what your experience has been, or if you want to know more about the history or the spread of the Legion of Mary, how you can get involved, maybe get something started in your area. Give us a call at 888-318-7884. We start taking your calls first with John in New Jersey. Hi, John. Welcome.
Hi, good afternoon. I was calling, of course, about the Legion of Mary, and I would like to just begin by telling you that you are absolutely right. The United States certainly is missionary territory. We're pretty spiritually dry in a lot of ways here, and I think the Legion of Mary sounds like such a wonderful, excellent idea. And the question I have for you is, how might someone look into starting a chapter of this in their own parish?
Now, Father Fran, I'm sure that's music to your ears.
Oh, yes. We'd love to have you, John. You sound like a wonderful Catholic, and we'd love to have people like yourself in the Legion. The best way, if you don't already have it in the parish, you could then call the diocese to find out where the local Legion Council is.
Oh, okay.
For example, in America, there are 10 major councils. Los Angeles, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Chicago, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Arlington, Miami, and Houston. Those are the 10 major councils. But underneath those councils come smaller councils like a curia. And then you could, for example, in New Jersey, they would have a curia in Metuchen and one in Newark and one in Ocean City. And so you would call the diocese and get the number of the sort of the governing council, and they would actually help and come to the parish and maybe go with you to visit the pastor to see if he'd be willing to have the Legion started in his parish, because we always need the pastor's permission and blessing to start in the parish and actually to do any works in the parish.
Well, that's great, because this fall we are starting a prayer group in the parish, and we were looking for perhaps other things to do as well, so that is something that I will be looking into. And one other thing before I go, I would just like to say that the rosary is very powerful in terms of, I think, evangelizing our faith in other ways that people may not realize. I got into a conversation with somebody who I didn't know what background they were, but apparently they were not Catholic. They must have been one of the Protestant denominations. But she was very pro-life. And what she said to me is that when she goes to the pro-life rallies, she always sees people praying the rosary, and she had always wondered what it was about. Now, fortunately, I had a rosary and a copy of The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort on me, and I was able to give her that. Now, I can't say if she went home and started to pray the rosary, but it is one of those things that I think are starting to spread throughout the culture, and you know, it's a pretty powerful reminder, and it's a pretty powerful teaching tool for people that, who knows, it may get them into the faith. So it's very important to keep that rosary right at the forefront of everything, well, of many of the things we do as Catholics.
Sure,
that's wonderful, John. In fact, Bishop Sheen once said that if you teach somebody who's not a Catholic how to pray the rosary, if they pray the rosary, they will come into the church, because Mary will always lead them to Christ, and especially her son Jesus in the Eucharist. So Our Lady will always lead us to the Lord, and especially in the sacraments.
John, great phone call. Thanks so much. Be sure and follow up on this, because it's a very important thing. It sounds like you're on the verge of undertaking there. So we'll pray for that success, and we appreciate you listening and calling the program here at Catholic Answers Live. 888-318-7884. Also in WISP territory, Gail calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Gail.
Hi there, everybody.
Howdy.
God bless.
You too.
My question is like two parts. The first thing, I'm a new Legion member. I'll be taking my promises in approximately 10 days.
Good.
And so I'm like really excited about the Legion. I'm glad.
Congratulations. Right near the feast day of Pentecost.
Yeah, I know. I'll be all fired up. And we're going to a PPC in our group, so that'll be cool.
Good. And Jerry,
my question is, how does the Legion of Mary facilitate the call from His Holiness for the new evangelization, and why is the Legion of Mary called the School of Saints? And I'll take my answer off the air so I can go listen. Thanks. God bless.
All right,
bye.
Gail. God bless you. Kind of a two-part question there. Let's take them one at a time. How does the Legion fit into the call from the Pope for the new evangelization, Father?
Well, I think it perfectly responds to the call of Pope John Paul II. In fact, the Legion's really been ahead of its time, because it's been doing evangelization since the 1920s, getting lay people out there, helping in the missionary work of the church, helping the priests to save souls. And so the Legion's really been ahead of its time. 40 years before Vatican II, the Legion was doing evangelization. And then Vatican II really emphasized the role of the laity, which the Legion, in fact, the decree on the lay apostolate, one of the sources for that was the Legion of Mary handbook. When the Council Fathers were writing that decree in the 1960s, they contacted Frank Duff in Dublin to get two copies of the Legion handbook in every language. The Council Fathers quoted a part of the Legion Handbook in the Vatican II document. The Legion has really been really in the heart of evangelization really since its beginning. And then Vatican II called the laity a sleeping giant. We must mobilize the Catholic laity. We need well-formed, well-educated, holy apostles among lay people. And so the Legion has been doing that, in my opinion, for the last 80 years, but especially since Vatican II, Pope John Paul II has reiterated that we need a new evangelization because we need to reach the young people of today, and we need to use every avenue to evangelize. We need to use the media, the television, the internet, the radio, which you're doing here so beautifully with Catholic Answers. We need to knock on doors and spread the faith in every way. So in my opinion, the Legion has been living out the new evangelization really even before the Church called it that.
And Gail's other question, why is it called? I think she said a school of saints or school for saints.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why some people have called it that is because just within 80 years of its beginning, we now have three members up for beatification. Frank Duff, its founder, is a servant of God. One of its members, Edel Quinn, who was a missionary to Africa, she's now venerable on her way to beatification. And the third man, Alfie Lamb, is a missionary in South America. And that's why it's called a school for saints, that if people live Legion spirituality, which is a very Christ-centered, Holy Spirit-inspired Marian spirituality, then they will grow in holiness and they will become the saints that God has called them to be.
All right, Gail, thanks again for your phone call. We have an open line at 888-318-7884 as we move along next to Dick in Auburn, California. Hi, Dick.
Richard from Auburn, California.
Very good. Thanks for your phone call. What's your question?
Father Pepper, where are you in Philadelphia?
I was born and raised in Philadelphia,
I'm
a priest in Arlington, Virginia.
Virginia. Okay, I'm in the Morningstar Presidium here in Auburn, California.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I bring up pro-life work with the Legion of Mary, they say you cannot do this. You know, you can't go in front of an abortion clinic and pray the rosary or go like we do face the truth, like Joe Scheidler does in Chicago. And tomorrow evening I'm going to the school board meeting here in Auburn, Placer County. And we're going to try to, where they have the Child Protection Project that's put on for my father, Frank Pabon, out of New York. And every time, like when I go to the Curia meeting and I bring up pro-life work, they shut me right down. They say, no, you can't do it. You have to do this on your own. And when Frank Duff formed this Legion of Mary in 1921, I don't think he had this culture of death to contend with, like we have today.
Right.
And I really feel strong that we don't go out with any constitutional.
Right, we're
just
not confrontational.
We go out and play the rosary.
Right.
If we go to the school board, we just tell them that, that about the Child Protection Project, but nothing, can you give me some, some ideas on what you people do back there in Virginia?
Yeah, how I would answer that is of course, legionaries are called to be, excellent Catholics, excellent Christians. We're supposed to, and of course, we're all pro-life. And,
right.
And of course, the Legion really is a very pro-life organization from the standpoint that it fights against the culture of death, but I would say almost in an indirect way because we promote the praying of the rosary, and every time we pray, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Right.
We're promoting the sanctity of human life. Now, a lot of our legionaries teach CCD, they teach religious education, so they're able to get the pro-life message across to the children there. Other legionaries teach in RCIA programs, and they teach the pro-life message there. We also promote the rosary and the Pilgrim Virgin statue of Our Lady of Fatima. So we do an awful lot of promotion of good, holy things that help to defeat the culture of death. But other organizations have a special charism to be out in front of the clinics, to help shut down the clinics in a very direct way. And I would say that that's their charism, and they're wonderful to be able to do that work. I would think that, though, that our charism as legionaries is a little bit of a different, we channel our pro-life work in a different way. When we do a lot of our door-to-door visitation, Catholic literature, like Pillar of Fire, Pillar of Truth, put up by Catholic Answers, we give out tracts, holy cards, and usually have a very nice pro-life piece of literature there, too. So basically, just to summarize, I would say that I think we are doing our share, and we're doing a lot of pro-life work, but it's sort of an indirect way, and it's up to other organizations, in my opinion, to be out there doing, really being in front of the clinic, and let us do the door-to-door work and the evangelization, because we need to. We're one of the few organizations in the church doing home-to-home visitation and meeting people in their homes. Other organizations, I think, are the ones that should be out in front of the clinic, and that way they have their job, we have our job, but we're both working to promote the culture of life. That's how I would try to answer that.
Dick, appreciate your phone call and certainly your witness, both as a member of the Legion and in your pro-life efforts as well. Keep up the good work in both of those. We have a lot of phone calls I want to get to here on the program, already halfway through. Can hardly believe that. But Dick, call us here anytime. Thanks for listening to the program. 888-318-7884 is our toll-free number, talking about the Legion of Mary with Father Fran Pepley, a 30-year member of the Legion. He attributes his priestly vocation to his being a member of the Legion of Mary. We still have yet to get into some of the specific outreaches of the Legion. I want to certainly do that before we let the program get too far away from us. But if you want to ask yourself about any specific works of the Legion, its spirituality, things like that, how you can get involved or get one started, a chapter in your area, feel free to give us a call. As we stay in the same area there, Sacramento, Dave is listening to us on KSMH. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Jerry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Dave Leatherby, Sacramento.
Hey, Dave. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Hi, Father.
All right, Dave.
You guys really rang my bell today with Legion of Mary.
Great.
About time
we rang your bell.
Well, we stay pretty close to you, Jerry.
Good, thank God.
I had only been a Catholic a couple of weeks back in the mid-60s, and a young man came up to me after a daily mass and wanted to know if I'd be interested in joining the Legion of Mary. And I said, I'm very busy. I have a large family and I travel and I don't think I could attend meetings. He says, well, why don't you be an auxiliary member? He handed me a pamphlet and said, you say these prayers in a rosary every day. And, I didn't know what a rosary was. And that day, the guy who converted me to Catholicism took me to lunch and bought me a rosary. Oh, I said, my goodness, this is something. And so I've said those prayers every day since, December of 1965. And I hadn't heard you mention the auxiliary membership. And, I have never had any contact with the Legion of Mary since. Isn't that strange? But I've said those prayers every day. So I would like you guys to comment on what is an auxiliary member and what purpose does it play? And,
I'd be happy to.
What have I been doing since 1965?
Well, you've been keeping us going with your prayers. You're doing a tremendous job. And what I would say, Dave, is I'm glad you brought up the auxiliary membership of the Legion. And I mentioned at the very beginning, we have 3 million active members throughout the world, and they go to a weekly meeting and do 2 hours of weekly apostolic work. But the auxiliary members, we have 15 million of auxiliary members throughout the world, and they do exactly what you've been doing since 1965. They pray the rosary every day. they pray the Legion prayer card, which contains beautiful prayers to the Holy Spirit, Magnificat, very powerful prayers. And your prayers keep us going. The Legion is like an army, and we're the front troops, the active members are in the trenches, out there knocking on doors, but the auxiliaries, they supply all the prayer that we need. So you're doing a great job, so keep up the great work.
Okay, thanks, and nice talking with you.
Great to talk to you again, Dave. Call us here again, all right?
Okay.
All right, and our best to everyone there in the Sacramento area. Good to hear from Dave Leatherby there. 888-318-7884, our toll-free number. Our second short break has come upon us here. Deborah in Tyler, Texas, will take your call next, followed by Brian in Belleville, Illinois. We have others we're going to get to as well. If you would like to join us, it's 888-318-7884.
We look forward to hearing from anyone who has a question tomorrow, and Carl Keating will be here with the answers. Join us.
In the wake of the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States, worldwide interest in Islam has reached an unprecedented peak. But you still may be wondering how much you should know about one of the world's most powerful religions. What is a jihad? How does it fit into the Islamic religion? What is the history of Islam? Are we headed for a clash of civilizations? These are not insignificant questions, especially in light of recent world events. The time has come when you have to become educated on what Islam is really all about. And now you can when you read Endless Jihad, The Truth About Islam and Violence, a brand new publication from Catholic Answers. A free copy is awaiting you when you call 888-291-8000 and order the book The Bible and the Quran by Dominican priest Father Jacques Jamir. That's 888-291-8000 or place your order securely online at www.catholic.com. Catholic Answers Director of Apologetics Jimmy Akin says that Father Jomier's book, quote, provides crucial insights into the Quran, its background, and its teachings, end quote. These are insights that will help you understand the growing influence of Islam around the world, and maybe even in your own area. Call 888-291-8000 to order the Bible and the Quran, and receive your free copy of our new document, Endless Jihad, The Truth About Islam and Violence. After reading both of these outstanding works, your perspective of world events, both past and future, will be changed forever. Dial 888-291-8000 or go to Catholic.com.
Want a great speaker to come to your area and explain the Catholic faith? Remember that we've got an entire speakers bureau loaded with popular and talented Catholic apologists who can address any topic having to do with the Catholic faith or living the Christian life. Carl Keating, Roslyn Moss, Jason Evers, Dr. Ray Guarendi, Mark Shea, Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio, Jim Burnham. Any one of them can come and help bring your town or parish alive with the Catholic faith. All it takes is a phone call to our seminar coordinator at 619-387-7200. You can visit our website at Catholic.com to learn more about all of our terrific speakers and presenters. That's 619-387-7200 to tap into one of the finest lineups of Catholic speakers available anywhere, the Catholic Answers Speakers Bureau. To speak with our seminar coordinator is 619-387-7200.
Call now to speak with today's guest toll-free at 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 1-888-318-7884. And now, more Catholic Answers Live.
All right, we will get back to your calls here with Deborah in Tyler, Texas in just a moment. I want to remind you, we have been for some time now offering you a chance to win a free cabin for two on the Catholic Answers Summer Apologetics Cruise to Alaska. The cutoff for that is midnight tonight on our website, www.catholic.com. Full details are there. You can go onto our website, or you can call 888-291-8000. You become a member of the Catholic.com Radio Club. You're automatically registered. No purchase necessary. Go to our website, get all the details. Again, at Catholic.com, you can fill that form out midnight Pacific time is the cutoff point for that, and we'll have the drawing live with Carl Keating tomorrow on his Tuesday Q&A open forum program. So I wanted to remind you that before we get back to our calls. Deborah in Tyler, Texas, thanks for waiting. You are next. Welcome.
Good evening to both of you. In our diocese, the Legion is very young. We've been here about 7 years now, and we're growing and doing much work and so forth. I was wondering if Father Pefley could speak to the special relationship between a parochial presidium, the local chapter, and the parish priest. You had written in an article not too long ago that a Legion without a priest would survive, but it would not thrive. And I think what we have found out being new is that a lot of priests don't know how useful or what use the Legion would be in their parish. And so I was wondering if you could speak to that, please. And thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Greg, that's a wonderful question. And there's no doubt in my mind that the Legion really is my right arm in the parish. And the priest, of course, is an alter Christus, another Christ. And Christ gathered around himself 12 apostles to train them and form them. And in my opinion, every priest should also have his group of apostles as well that he can train and form and then send out to evangelize and to spread the faith. So I see it really as an indispensable part of the parish. And I found that, for example, in my parish, we have 7,000 houses, 7,000 households living within my parish boundaries. Canon law says that a priest is responsible to spread the faith to each and every person living within the parish boundaries.
Catholic or not?
Yes. Catholic or not Catholic. Now, this parish is only less than 2 years old. We've already knocked on 6,000 out of those 7,000 homes. And what I found, and I wish other priests would also be willing to do this, is send the legionaries out, knocking on doors, visiting people. And we found that, I would imagine in the last year, I would say about 50 children have been baptized because the Legion visited their home and got the parents to come back to church. And so I would, in answering your question, I would just say that if the priest does support the Legion and help by going to the meetings, by giving you works to do, it would really enrich his own priesthood as well as the parish will just flourish and grow.
Deborah, I hope that helps. Thank you very much for your phone call. Father, you mentioned knocking on doors. I know that is a major component of the work of the Legion. And just take a minute or so. We'll get back to the calls in a minute. But we would be totally remiss if we didn't at least describe a little bit about what that is. Door-to-door work of the Legion of Mary, parish censuses that you do, and things like that.
Right. In fact, we in my parish, I have a big map of the parish boundaries, and we highlight and mark off all the streets that have been assigned legionaries to visit, and we're covered maybe 80% of the parish so far. And it's a wonderful way to reach out to everybody living within the parish boundaries. Knock on their door in a very friendly, non-aggressive way. We just introduce ourselves and tell people about our new church, invite them to learn more about the Catholic faith. Many of them are already Catholic. Some are fallen away Catholics. We invite them back and invite them to brush up on their faith by going to the RCIA classes. And we also invite other faiths that we meet to learn more about the Catholic faith. And one quick example, about a year ago, legionaries knocked on one house, one door, and husband and wife answered, and they had both been baptized Catholic as children, but they'd never made their first confession, first communion, or confirmation. They were married, had three children, and because of that visit, they both went through RCIA last year, have since baptized their three children, and the husband and wife made their first confession, first communion, and their confirmation, and their marriage in the church this past year. So what a wonderful story that was. If we had not knocked on their door, they would not ever perhaps have found their way to the church, at least at this time in their life.
And there are other saints in the making now because of that. Well, what a beautiful story that is, and I know that that door-to-door work is
so very much a vital part of the work of the Legion of Mary. 888-318-7884 is our toll-free number as we go back to your calls. Brian from Belleville, Illinois. Hi, Brian.
Hi, good afternoon. Our parish is just getting finished with the Renewed 2000 program, which one of the points it stressed was the Holy Father's call for a new evangelization. And we're looking for another project to do, and it looks like the Legion of Mary would fit in really well with what we've learned so far. And I was wondering if I could get information on starting a chapter.
Yeah, that's a wonderful idea. And many parishes that have gone through Renew and other programs find that when that ends, they want something else to continue to deepen the knowledge of the faith of the members and then to evangelize. And many parishes have started the Legion after the other programs have finished. So what I would do is call your local diocese. I think you said you're in Illinois, and I know that would be under the Chicago Synodus, the Chicago Council. There's also a council down in Peoria and a few other places too. So I would highly recommend contacting the president of the local Legion Council, and it would help to maybe come and do a presentation to the prospective members and to the pastor and see if you'd be open and willing to do that.
Thank you very much.
By the way, Brian, before you go, yes. Father, is all that information on a website somewhere, or is there a...
Yeah, if you go to legionofmary.org, O-R-G, you can get there's hundreds of good articles about the Legion, how to start the Legion, how to contact your local council. And if you went to that, and if it wasn't listed specifically, you could email the webmaster, and then he would be able to forward that to the local president in that state.
Very good.
All right, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your phone call. We go to Margaret in Fairfield, California next. You're on with Father Fran Pefley. Thank you for calling.
Yes. My heart goes out to that man who's been saying the auxiliary prayer for so many years and has not been in touch with. Actually, the active members are supposed to call on him 3 months after his name was turned in as an auxiliary, and then all auxiliaries are supposed to be visited by an active member at least once a year, and then a special day is set aside to celebrate with the auxiliary members once a year. Evidently, his name must not have been turned in to the church that is closest to him. So I suggest that somehow, whatever church he goes to, finds the Legion of Mary, make sure his name is turned in.
All right. So good point there, Margaret.
Yes.
Father, your thoughts on that?
Margaret, you're a true legionary. You really know the Legion, and
yeah.
you're exactly right.
And then one more thing is the fact of the Pentecost coming up for people who are really dedicated to the Holy Spirit, that it'd be nice to tell them that the Legion of Mary promise is made to the Holy Spirit.
That's right. In fact, when somebody's been in the Legion for 3 months, they officially become a member by making the Legion promise,
yes.
Which is not actually addressed to the Blessed Mother. It's addressed to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So the Legion is really focused on the power and the missionary work of the Holy Spirit.
And I would suggest that anybody who's given a thought to becoming a member should try it, because they can try for 3 months, and if it doesn't work, then they're free to leave before they take a promise. And I think you're doing great. I was glad to hear you.
All right, Margaret, thank you very much for your phone call. It sounds like you're doing great work, Father. I'm sure you would echo that. She is probably people like that, they're the heart and soul of the Legion, I'm sure.
They are.
Margaret, thanks for your phone call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Mary in Massachusetts, listening on the internet at Catholic.com. Hello, Mary.
I have a question. I was wondering if either one of you had any advice on how to get younger people involved in the Legion, like 20s and 30-something?
I suspect that Father Fran might have some ideas.
Well, we found that by going to the college campuses can help. We have the Legion at, of course, Christendom College and at Thomas Aquinas College in California. And I know that, I believe, Providence College and had one at Villanova and Steubenville and a few other places. We've been working to promote it among the college campus scene. That would be one way. But I think another way is just when you go to daily mass or Sunday mass and are just out in the vestibule and having coffee and donuts with the people, if you see a young adult, invite them to come to the meeting. As Margaret said, they can't even, you know, join for 3 months. They come as a guest really for 3 months until they officially join by making the Legion promise to the Holy Spirit. So I would just invite them to come to a meeting. Read, you know, the Legion Handbook, which is a spiritual classic. It's just one of the greatest books written in the 20th century. If they read that book, they, I think, would learn the Legion spirituality, which is based upon St. Louis de Montfort's true devotion to Mary and, you know, the writings of the Holy Fathers. And so I would just encourage you to pray for new members, ask the Lord to send younger people, and to so we can pass on the torch to them. Because our older members have done a tremendous job in being so dedicated and so faithful. We have to be concerned about the future of the Legion and the future of the Church. And by inviting people and asking them to come, I think they will.
All right, Mary, is that helpful for you?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's see what we can do for Emily in Pennsylvania next. Hi, Emily.
Hi. Hi, Father. It's Emily from Norristown.
Hi, Emily.
How are you?
Great.
And I love the Legion. It's really brought me closer to the Blessed Mother and to Jesus, and there's so many holy people in it. Father, I was wondering if you could talk a little about Father Aidan McGrath and his work in the Legion.
Well, Father McGrath, you just died a year ago, right before Christmas, at the age of 96, and he was the Columban missionary priest in China. He spent 3 years, as you know, in a communist prison cell. He was arrested for promoting the Catholic faith and the Legion of Mary in China, and he survived 3 years of solitary confinement, and I've met him many times. I have a lot of his tapes. In fact, if anybody would want to hear his powerful story, I'd be happy to send them a tape of that, because it's so inspiring, some of the miracles that occurred while he was in the communist prison cell that kept him alive. It's remarkable. But anyway, he says that as many as 40,000 members of the Legion were persecuted, and many of them were martyred for their involvement in the Legion in China in the 1950s. And I think Father McGrath, I hope somebody promotes his cause, because he should certainly, in my opinion, be canonized one day by the Church. He's truly a confessor for the faith and a witness to faith.
Emily, thanks for bringing that up. A good contribution to the program. We appreciate that. Time winding down, Father. We got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes here, and still way more than we could possibly fit into not only that amount of time, but still yet another hour, perhaps. But generally, again, just run down again some of the outreaches of the Legion. Again, you mentioned the door-to-door work. We talked about that a little bit. Parish census. I know you do a lot of work with fallen away Catholics, also a lot of consolation-type work.
We do. We also visit lots of prisons, hospitals, nursing homes. We visit homebound parishioners. In my parish, we welcome new parishioners that join the parish. We go and meet with them and bring them, you know, Catholic literature and a rosary and a miraculous medal. We also promote things like our Eucharistic Adoration Chapel, promote RCIA. So the Legion can really do these kind of works that are so needed in the parish. And really the heart of the Legion, though, is its weekly meeting, which is a meeting of prayer, a discussion. We pray the rosary. We have spiritual reading. Priest, or if the priest isn't there, the president gives a short talk about some aspect of the Legion spirituality. So in my opinion, the Legion is a great combination of prayer and spiritual formation and learning the faith, as well as evangelizing and reaching out to people at the same time.
Well, Father Fran, it's a very great to have you on the program, very informative and enlightening discussion about the Legion of Mary. Perhaps we can have you back on again sometime. In the meantime, I want to give out your web address again. If I have it right, it's legionofmary.org.
Right, legionofmary.org would be one. And then if people want to get directly to my website, they could just go to transporter.com. Transporter.com. They would then go to about 10 excellent Catholic websites, and mine is one of those websites. And if they wanted that tape of Father McGrath's, story of his imprisonment in communist China, they could get that through the website.
All right, Father, thanks so much for being with us on the program today. Blessings to you, your priestly ministry, and your important work with the Legion of Mary.
Thank you, Jerry.
Father Fran Pepley, our guest on the program today. Appreciate all the great phone calls and questions. Tomorrow, keep them coming. Carl Keating is here for his Tuesday Q&A Open Forum program. Be with us then. And as I said earlier, this evening at midnight Pacific time, we cut off the entries for our giveaway of a cruise drawing, cabin for two aboard the Catholic Answers Apologetics Cruise. Get information at 888-291-8000 or at Catholic.com. God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Answers Live, a radio presentation of Catholic Answers based in San Diego, California. For more information on the outstanding apologetics and evangelization materials available from Catholic Answers, write to us at P.O. Box 199-000, San Diego, California, 92159, or call us toll-free at 1-888-291-8000. You'll find us on the World Wide Web at www.catholic.com. Catholic Answers Live takes your phone calls Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Join us again next time for more engaging Catholic talk radio on Catholic Answers Live.